Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Hey.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, around the room, you can catch this person running cameras for the show or driving me into work when we get a little snow. It's producer Eddie.
Man, I've never been more proud of my son. Like, he just surprised me. I'm so proud of him because he went to school, and I guess they had a field trip, and one of the moms was the chaperone. She drove him to the field trip or whatever, and as soon as he got in the car, he said, hey, can you put on my dad's radio station, please?
Oh.
And the lady was like, I don't know what you're talking about. He's like, my dad, he's on the radio. It's Big 98. And so he got them to listen to the show. And I'm like, dude, that is awesome.
That's funny.
And the lady told me at a basketball game, she's like, I'm sorry, I didn't know what you did for a living, but we all sat there and we listened to your show all because your son made us put it on the radio.
It's cute.
That's funny. Good for
That's
him.
That's hilarious.
I mean, he's proud of you.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Would your oldest kid do that?
No.
Or would he be like, do not put it on?
No, he'd be like, oh my gosh. And then everybody, dude, it's your dad. He'd be like, oh, turn it off, guys.
So enjoy it while you got it.
Yeah, that's I love it.
This next guy is a father of three, and he'll do anything to get stuff for free. It's Lunchbox, everybody. Yeah.
Guys, I just want to tell you, the Ultima handled snow and ice. I parked at the station for like a week, and then I was like, you know what?
You left it at the station?
Yeah, because I didn't want her out in the elements.
Oh, so you didn't park it because it broke down. You just left it because you didn't want it to be snowed on. Like,
yeah.
You used it as your own personal parking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then I was like, man, I'm going to come up here over the weekend and I'm going to get it. And I got her home. There was some ice on the road, some snow. And the 05 Ultima, slowly but surely, shaking and all, made it home.
She's still fighting, man.
Let her go, dude.
Man,
let her go.
How can he let her go at this point? This is like half his show prep.
That's true. That's half the stuff he talked. That's funny.
Same as your divorce.
All right. Oh my goodness. No, it's him. Your divorce is his prep, dude.
Yes. Oh. Like, you're welcome.
All of it. She sits to my left every day on the show. So if you're looking for a corny joke, that's where you want to go. It's Amy.
Well, I guess it's only fitting that my story actually is me using Lunchbox for show prep.
Oh, here we go.
Because I saw this whole article about hoarders and the different types of hoarders that there are.
You think he's a hoarder?
Well, I think he's a sentimental hoarder. He falls into that category.
Tell me more.
This clinical psychologist has said that if you're a sentimental hoarder, you have a happy memory of something and you cannot let it go. And I feel like, hello, his car, so many memories.
I feel like he's broke. I feel he thinks he's broke or he's not going to spend money. It's not sentimental.
Right.
Or he's, you know, frugal.
So he has happy memories of all the water bottles that are
plastic water bottles.
The girls have been in there.
The bugs in the back of his car.
His
spiders.
Prom king crown. He holds on to like so many things.
But I think he holds on to things he can brag about or saves.
Okay, so he's not a sentimental hoarder.
I feel like he's just a hoarder.
Yeah, because like, I mean.
Or he's a flexer.
My cross-country medals, my mom used to work at an Alzheimer's home, and she would do the Old People Olympics, and she wanted to
get... Did they call it the Old People Olympics? It's Alzheimer's home?
Yeah, I think it was like a citywide competition.
Called the Old People Olympics?
Maybe it's just a retirement home.
Elderly. Go ahead.
And she wanted to give my medals away as like, and I said, no chance. I was like, you cannot use my cross-country medals as the old type of Olympic medals. Because that means I earned those and then they'd just be gone forever.
But then what were you going to do with them?
No, they're still hanging in my bedroom at my parents' house.
Sentimental order.
It could have been in the Old People Olympics. I think that's so wrong. Okay, Ray, go ahead.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, you'll find him on the mic as the host, and he loves this job the most, Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. Our security system at our house has glass break sensors. You have those at all?
Mm-hmm.
So it got so cold last week that it started setting off our glass break sensors at like 2 in the morning.
Oh.
I know.
And you're already not sleeping.
Dude, it was awful. My wife jumps up. Alarm goes off in the house. My wife jumps up. I'm like, huh? I'm like trying to read it. She's like, put your glasses on. Handing me my glasses. I'm trying to find. It got so cold, the sensor, the glass breaks went off. So then, but we're like looking. I'm out of it. We're like looking down, trying to look in different windows of the house. Anybody in there? And then we're like flipping lights on and off from our phone. We can do that. Seeing if anybody runs out. Probably an hour.
So the glass doesn't actually break. It's just the sensor that kind of goes off.
The glass didn't break. I guess the sensor got so cold.
Wow.
It acted like every house, every window is being broken to in the house.
Man.
I didn't go back to bed.
Okay. I have a question.
I was just going to shoot into some windows, but I'm glad I didn't.
So I have a question. Like you didn't, y'all were just testing it from your phone. Like at no point.
No, we weren't testing it. It went off in the middle of the night.
No, with the lights. You said you can control the lights from your, so you were in bed, like just turning on the lights?
We got up and we were looking out our bedroom window.
But did you ever leave the room and be like, Caitlin, I got this. I'm going to go look.
Why would I do that?
There's no chance.
Yeah. I can call Eddie.
Why would I do that right then?
I don't know. I'm just asking if you were like, hey, I'm going to go look around.
No. Why would I do? What kind of idiot would do that? I've seen too many movies. That guy.
Yeah, lock yourself in your room.
What you do is you look around and see and then.
Send your wife.
Well, or have her call and have somebody come. Yeah.
Amy's calling you less of a man.
No, I'm not. I was asking.
No, you were. That's okay. You definitely were. You definitely were. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I need advice on how to deal with my 9-year-old who has started cursing.
Ooh.
we as a family, we don't swear, but like a lot of kids these days, he's picked up things from his friends and YouTube and TikTok. I'm wondering if it's normal to feel really hurt when this happens as a parent. Maybe I should develop thicker skin. He just said to me while I was trying to help him with something, your blanking ideas are blank.
Oh, man.
He's 9. He's still pretty innocent. He still calls me mommy. He has a teddy bear. He likes to snuggle. He has a comfort blanket. So when I hear him talk like that, I just want to cry. How do I cope with this behavior? Anyone else on the show have to deal with this with their older or tween kids? Signed, mom of a son with a sailor mouth. Amy, you want to go?
Yeah, I have dealt with this around the age of 10 with one of my kids. And honestly, I think every kid is different. So we had to handle it in a unique way, but we sort of ignored it. And it eventually stopped. And now it's a non-issue. There's no cussing. That may not be the case for every kid. It's absolutely disrespectful if the rules of your home are not to have that. So I don't know if implementing certain consequences will help. In our case, that did not work. So we went the route of ignoring.
Did you feel like this kid was just doing it for attention and that's why you knew that annoying would be the ultimate?
Yeah, I think there was processing of anger and frustration. So with this too, I mean, your kid just seems to be picking it up and maybe he thinks it's fun, but you could also sit down and explain like, hey, we're not going to talk that way in our house. Like, why are you using these rules? This is why, if you have a reason why you don't use those rules, share with the reason. This is why we don't speak this way in our home or in public or at school. And give them reasons why. We can't just tell kids, like, no, you're not allowed to do that.
Sounds pretty rational and adult. To a kid.
Yeah.
I wonder if a kid would be like, you're lame. Eddie, you have 4?
Yeah. We've never really dealt with this as far as them having potty mouths and then just keep talking. Because when they do say a bad word, it's usually like, oh, I didn't know that was a bad word. My bad. So it's a one-time thing and then we don't have to deal with it. But I've always had in my back pocket the bar of soap. Like, this happened, you know, when we were kids and like, you want to wash out that mouth?
But does that mean it's good if it was done to us that it's always good to do?
Absolutely not. Okay. Yeah. But I mean, I think a lot of people, they like that one.
Lunchbox.
Man, it's so funny when a kid cusses, I'll be honest.
It is funny.
Like my kid jumping up and down on the couch yelling the F word. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's funny. And I just ignore it. Because you can't really reprimand them. Because once you tell them it's bad, guess what happens? I'm going to say it more. Say it more. Say it more.
We have to do that with you here.
Yeah. So I would just say, you just ignore it. Don't give it the attention. When you give it attention, it grows. It gives it water. Makes it sprout.
Like a plant.
Yes. I think it really depends on the root of why they're doing it, though.
It does kind of sound cool sometimes.
It is so funny.
But if they're cursing, like...
I can never pull it off. No. I cursed a little bit back in the day, and I would curse, but I haven't cursed in 5 or 6 years at all. But I just wasn't, I just couldn't pull it off.
What, cursing?
Yeah, like I wasn't cool when I said it.
Oh.
Oh, man, it's so cool. Like my 3-year-old now, he knows the GD word. I mean, he'll drop his toothbrush and he'll be like, GD. And I'm like,
all right. Good luck, Mom.
I mean,
as you can see, there's no one size fits all, but
listen to us.
That bar of soap, man.
Close up the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag.
What kind of mood are we in? Drama or no?
Yeah.
Drama or no?
Drama's always good.
Yeah.
So here's the situation here. On this show, different people get asked to do different things. I have no idea who's getting emails about it, who's getting invited, who's... But Lunchbox is upset. And he gets upset often when he doesn't get invited to things. Apparently, Morgan was invited to some grand opening.
Yeah, it's like a restaurant. I don't know what restaurant it is. Don't
you
know.
You don't even know, and you're upset.
No, I understand. But she was talking to this one of the guys that's on the radio station up in the upstairs. Oh, are you going to that grand opening? Are you going? Yeah, I'm going. I got the invite right here. And I'm like, wait a minute. You two got invited to the grand opening?
Oh, you're putting him in it as well?
Yeah, and I'm like, hello, where was my invite? Like, how do they not want people like me at their grand opening?
So it's not so much they invited them, it's since they invited them over you because you think you're more blank.
Or maybe people like him show up with their whole entire family.
Yeah, that's true. They've heard about you.
But
the whole posse.
Do they not want people that, you know, oh, this is a great family environment. They have kids' foods. They have, I mean, everybody wants families in their restaurant.
Morgan, what happened here? Not everybody, but yeah.
I just am on some PR emails and I get invited to things. I don't know how I ended up on this list. I just got added and I make some different friends and a lot of my friends are in the PR industry. So I imagine that's how they are friends.
Yeah, and at that point you're like, hey, I noticed that Lunchbox wasn't on the email. We might want to add him.
Do you want to be invited to everything?
Absolutely.
Hold on. I did add the whole show. Like, I sent them the whole show's emails. I can't control who they invite and to what, but I did add everybody on, and if you didn't get invited, there was a reason.
Oh,
they vetted him.
It makes no sense.
Why?
But why would they not want me there?
Because they've heard your stories.
A lot of reasons. But yeah.
Name what?
You show up with way more people than you say you're coming with.
Legit. No, I RSVP for the right amount of people.
You take a lot of food to go.
Oh, that's true.
Right. When it's not to go.
If correct. There's like gifts or
you steal gift cards.
Yeah. Backpacks.
No, the backpacks were free.
One was.
One was, and not you multiple. Took three.
I took four.
My bad.
Was it a restaurant kids could go to?
No, I mean, it's like a grand opening of kind of a bar restaurant.
Oh, my God. Okay.
It's a bar restaurant, okay? Kids don't go to bar restaurants?
No,
not really.
And they also want people to, like, post about it and stuff. And, like, do you imagine Lunchbox going and posting about a restaurant? It's going to be a hot mess.
I can post about it. I can make a video.
This food is so good.
Yep, that's it.
Okay, you're just upset you didn't get invited. She tried. We don't all get invited to things.
Did she really try?
She said she did.
Yeah, exactly.
How did you go to a Predators game? How did you go and get stuff from the Titans?
How did I go to a Predators game? You had nothing to do with me going to a Predators game.
Yeah, I did. The suite that you got invited to?
Oh, wow.
Yes,
wow,
I did.
I don't think so.
Who made the connection for you to go to the Red Sox stadium?
Oh!
Jessica from Boston.
No, I went first and made that connection. Oh, and then I got the Titans to send you a box of stuff after you didn't get any.
Yeah, because I came out here and called you out for not being a team player and saying, hey.
What do you ever do for her?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I show up and do her podcast. It takes 6 hours.
We all have to
do
that.
Oh, my gosh.
We rotate.
Okay.
Yeah.
You work. I mean, you work. Yeah. That podcast is on our
stream. You do your job.
Yeah, you work. Yeah.
That's not my job.
Okay.
You ask me for rides.
Oh, rides.
Okay. I give you rides all the time.
Do you ever feel like you ask way more than you give?
No.
No. Okay. Well, I'm sorry you're upset about this.
Yeah.
They really messed up.
They really did.
You don't deserve
that. They could have free clout.
You don't.
And they got no clout.
Free clout, not a thing, but you don't deserve that. I hope you guys are able to patch this up, okay, guys?
Yeah, you might want to send him an email again and be like, hey, you know, I noticed Lunch wasn't on the list.
Lunchbox and his kids can't come to tequila night.
Yeah, I'm not asking.
All right, thanks.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Last week, Johnson County, Iowa got slammed with snow. The winter storm came in. There was snow everywhere. And drivers were just slipping and sliding off the roads. People needed to be rescued. But the emergency crews didn't have enough people to actually help everyone. So the local snowmobile club, they're like a biker club, you know, but snowmobiles.
Oh, they can only be like ruthless though in certain seasons.
It's snow season.
Winter, yeah. Otherwise, they just go back to work in their normal. Yeah.
They're called the snow drifters. They said, don't worry about it. Here we come, boys. And they rescued a lot of people. So emergency crews were like, thank God for the snow drifters.
I don't think I've ever been on a snowmobile.
Oh, dude, they're awesome.
They look cool.
Snowmobile v jet ski. Which one's better?
Oh, jet ski.
Just because the weather's better?
Yeah, and if you crash on a snowmobile, it's not good.
Got it.
Jet ski, you fly off, you're in the water, no big deal.
I mean, I think that jet skiing, and I don't mind the snow. And if I go on either one, I go very slow.
Atta girl.
Yeah.
You should.
Great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop. Ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Freedom is not free, and it comes with a high price paid for by America's heroes and their families. Heroes like Marine Corps Master Sergeant Aaron Torian, who died on February 15th, 2014 in Afghanistan. Before his death, he served honorably for 10 years with 2 combat tours in Iraq and 4 in Afghanistan. He was 36 years old when he passed, survived by his wife Jerly and their 3 children, Elijah, Laura Bella, and Avery. While left without their hero, the Torian family was not left behind. Each of their children are multi-year scholarship recipients from the Folds of Honor as they pursue their education. The Folds of Honor provides life-changing scholarships for families of military heroes like the Torian family. A need this great needs patriots like you. Join the Folds of Honor Squadron with a recurring donation of as little as $13 a month at www.foldsofhonor.org/squadron. That's foldsofhonor.org/squadron. Join the mission today. foldsofhonor.org/squadron. You know the song Mind on You. This is George Burge right here. I got my mind on you when you on my mind. It was number one a couple weeks ago. He's on the phone with us now. George, we were talking about you because the picture that you posted on Instagram, it was you and Toby Keith and Post Malone, yet you didn't really call them out by name. And we just wanted to know how that all came together, and how come you never told us you knew Post Malone?
That was one of the coolest nights of my life. It was one of my first nights out on the Toby Keith tour. That was the first tour I had ever been on, like big tour wise. So just meeting any of those guys was like the biggest deal ever for me. And it was Toby's birthday party that night. We were in Virginia Beach, and Post is a huge Toby Keith fan and a huge country music fan. And he was just starting to get some success. So like he had blown up, but I actually at the time didn't really know who he was. And so we had finished our set, and Toby tapped me on the shoulder as he's going on stage. He's like, "Hey man, hang around tonight. We're going to have a little party after the show." And when Toby Keith says that, you figure it's going to be something. And so he would have these little tailgate areas outside of his bus. And so we kind of went and sat in the lawn chairs outside his bus, and he walked off stage, and I had my agent sitting next to me, and he taps me on the shoulder, and he's like, "Hey man, that's Post Malone walking up." And I only listened to country music, and this was a few years back before Post became like biggest artist in the world. And so I was like, "Man, who's Post Malone?" And he ends up telling me that, you know, he's, you know, turning into one of the biggest artists in the world, and he was fresh off a tour with Justin Bieber. And so we end up all kind of hanging out and talking to Toby, and behind him, what you can't see is Toby's like, "Hey man, I brought a couple other friends out here with me tonight. Boys, this is SEAL Team 6. And so it was SEAL Team 6, Eric Paisley, Post Malone, Toby Keith, and me. And we went on Toby's bus and passed the guitar around until about 4 o'clock in the morning. One of the coolest nights of my life.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Did Post Malone like grab the guitar?
Second night of ever touring. I was like, is this what playing music is like forever?
Did Post Malone grab the guitar and play as well, like in the guitar little pool?
He did. He played Kansas City Blues. He played some Randy Travis. He played some Merle Haggard. He blew me away with his knowledge of country music. Yeah, it was really, really cool.
It was the ultimate flex from George Burrish, who's on with us.
Oh, because for sure.
He just wrote, "Wild throwback, couple kids talking to Toby outside his bus." Doesn't even say it's Post Malone. And it's Post Malone very young. So it's like, if you know, you know, but I don't need to tell you.
Yeah.
You know who that is.
He didn't even flex. It's not a George Burrish flex. It's just him going, "It's a cool picture. And I don't know. You look and see what it is."
How long ago was that?
Golly, that had to have been probably 7 years ago.
Yeah. Dude, George looks like a baby
in
that
12,
picture.
12 years old. Yeah. And he's got a red Solo cup, so I don't want to ask because he looks 12. But
you know, yeah.
Well, that's really cool. Well, that's all we wanted to bother you about. We just saw the picture and wanted to know what that night was like with you, Toby Keith, Post Malone, and, well, now SEAL Team 6. That's pretty awesome.
I will say that Post Malone is a big fan of country music, more a big fan of him. He was as cool a dude as you'll ever meet. He does smell like beer and cigarettes, but in like the most refreshing way.
That's and, funny.
He was such a nice guy. I loved hanging with him.
All right, buddy. Hey, have a good morning. See you soon.
All right. See you, fellas.
All right. There he is, George Burge. What's the rule on Dude News? No girls allowed.
Yeah. Get out of here, girls. How's that make you feel?
There's a sign on the door of our treehouse that says no girls allowed.
Okay.
So you can't talk to while we're doing Dude News. We have our own Dude News music. Once this starts, no more. Welcome to Dude News.
That is just us dudes.
It's all us dudes just doing dude stuff. Eddie, bring me some Dude News.
Oh, man. A sophomore from Alabama. He plays golf. His name is Nick Dunlap. Oh, my goodness. Nick, he plays in a PGA tournament this weekend. He wins.
He won
the whole thing.
He's an amateur. Gets no money because he's going to stay amateur.
That you know how sucks. Much money?
How much would the winner get?
$1.5 million. And Nick got nothing. He does get to play in the majors, which is kind of cool,
That's
I guess.
Awesome, yeah.
But dang, $1.5 million he couldn't get. It went to the second place guy.
Since 1991, the first amateur. That's devastating. That's crazy. Well, he could have taken the money.
No. Because once he entered the tournament as an amateur, he couldn't get the money.
But he can't go. No. I quit halfway through. I'm out. I don't want to be an amateur anymore.
That's a good point. I don't know.
It's like declaring bankruptcy. I declare bankruptcy. You just declare it.
Dude, that's crazy. He won the whole thing.
That's crazy. Yeah. Dude News.
Yeah.
Lunchbox.
There's this 21-year-old dude goes out for New Year's and gets sauced. Drinking. He gets hit in the head, and he's like, "Man, someone threw a rock and hit me. Whatever, keep partying." No. Next day, he's like, "Man, my head really hurts. I got a hangover." Whatever. He continues to party, binges for 4 days.
Attaboy.
Because it's New Year's. He's in college.
New Year's
got nothing
for four
to
days.
Do.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Then like a week later, he's like, "Man, I still got a raging hangover." Goes to the hospital. He'd been shot in the head.
What on earth?
It wasn't a rock.
No, it was a bullet.
Oh, my. There's a girl somewhere nearby. I heard a girl near the clubhouse.
Check the window.
Hello? Anybody out there? I don't see anything.
All right.
I thought I saw Amy's hair behind a tree, but I guess it's not.
What a dude.
Wow.
He partied for 4 days with a bullet in his head.
He went hard.
Dude.
Yeah.
Raymundo.
Yeah, so, dudes, let me ask you this. How annoying is Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce? We got to see them on the TV all the time.
A lot of people aren't wanting to see the Chiefs win next week because they don't have to hear that for 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Well, I have good news, dudes. You guys ready for this? From Michelle Tafoya, she says she has inside sources that this is Travis Kelce's final season, and we will never again have to get those TV shots of Taylor in the suite anymore. Okay. Dudes, how great is that?
Great.
I think next year, though, one, they probably won't be together, but two, it won't be as much of a story.
No, reports are they're going to get engaged this summer.
How do you know, dude?
New York Post.
That's not dude news.
Dude, are you reading
You're sharing
that?
Non-dude news right now, dude. This is all dude news.
Dude, what are you doing?
We can't do non-dude news. It's non-dude news. It's non-dude news. We can't do non-dude news.
Oh, what? Sorry.
Yeah.
Did you read, guys?
Hey, they might be getting engaged.
Get out of here.
That's not dude news. All right, Ray, thank you.
Yep.
Here's my dude news. Dozens of cars in New Jersey broke down after filling up at a gas station where the gas was actually 58% water. So everybody got mad. Station got in trouble. But there was recent flooding in the area.
Oh.
Which could have been a reason that it was so full of water. So after testing, they were like, yeah, this gas is 58% water. But again, they're not saying anybody's at fault yet because there was a flood. But what if, I don't know how that works.
I mean, don't those tanks have seals?
You would think.
But what if it's got a crack in it, man? It's got the water in there.
No.
But what does that do to your car? Like 50% water?
Oh, it ruins it.
I would assume not good.
Yeah, not good at all.
You know what happened to the guy that invented the water car? They killed him.
I heard that.
I don't even talk about that.
They claim it was an aneurysm. By they, I mean the government.
Dude.
But dude news. Dude news, yeah. Okay, dude news is over. Anything you want to say?
Yeah.
Was that you outside listening to our dude news segment?
I was a little shocked by the guy that had been shot.
Oh, yeah?
And he didn't know it.
What are you talking about? You heard that?
Yeah, we got to be quieter next time.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
You didn't tell your friends, did you?
No.
This is top secret. Okay. Anything you want to say about that? Are you good?
No, it's entertaining. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I feel in the know. And also, can now we talk about the fact that they're supposed to get engaged this summer?
Yeah.
Travis
and Taylor.
That's why we didn't want to bring it up. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know.
How does someone know when someone's supposed to get engaged? Right.
Exactly. Hey,
I agree, but that's what the New York Post.
That's why Dude News, it was kind of spoiled. Dude News was spoiled today. Here's a voicemail we got last night.
Hey, Bobby, wife's a big fan. We enjoy your movie club segment, and we've watched every movie other than Showgirls together, and we're just wondering when the next movie would be. Hope it's soon. Thanks.
Glad you reminded us. We came back, forgot about it after the new year. We'll do it either later this week or next week.
Yes.
We still have all the movies, right, Mike?
Yep.
We can draw? Okay, cool. Here's another voicemail. This is voicemail number 2, DB from Virginia Beach.
You should have Lunchbox check the stocks. Since probably the middle of December up until now, all three stock markets have been making record highs every single day. You guys might have made some money. And especially Amy and Bobby, you two have 401ks. Some people's 401ks are up over 20%.
So check the stocks. In like the next 20 minutes, we'll see if we made any money.
Hmm. We might be up over 20%.
We might retire today.
Wow.
But us up over 20% is like $4. So
don't
get too excited.
So I don't understand this part. The 401ks, because our company does something with it. And that's like, I didn't know those. I didn't know those fluctuated.
I have no idea. Yeah.
That's good.
I didn't even know what that was.
I
have no idea. Zero idea.
Yeah, you didn't know they went up and down?
I did not.
No idea. It's a 402k, apparently. I'm being told.
I hope they don't go down.
Amy, if it can go up, it has to be able to go up.
Correct.
No, I feel like hopefully
we're the wrong people to have this conversation. Don't listen to us. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So first it was hot girl walk, then silent walks, and now the latest walking trend is walking backward on a treadmill.
Remember when people would get the vaccine and they said made them walk backward and they couldn't talk?
No. I don't remember that.
People were like, I got the vaccine, now the only way I can talk is if I walk backward. You guys don't remember that?
Don't.
Way early on?
It was a prank.
No. Well, I think it was a joke. But they were like, I got the vaccine, and now when I walk forward, I can't talk.
Okay.
So they had to walk backward in order to speak. You guys don't remember this?
No.
We played the videos on the show.
I'm sure we did.
Yeah. It was great. It was crazy. But I don't even know what yours is. So you walk backward and do what?
Well, so occupational therapists and personal trainers are saying it's really good for your knees. It helps strengthen your quads, improves balance and coordination because you're having to
Just walk backwards straight up?
Yeah, you just turn on the treadmill. I wouldn't do it like on an incline or anything. Just like flat walk backwards. And you don't have to do it for very long or go very fast. Although I guess you could build up your speed.
So over the past week and a half or so, you know, I haven't slept the best. And I haven't worked out super hard. But if I'm going to rest, like I really like to rest my joints, my knees and my elbows and anything that's injured because it's cold. Everything starts to flare up. So I told you, I've just been walking a lot. And so walking on the treadmill and I put it all the way up to 15. And so I walk for half hour, 45 minutes up on 15 at about a 4.
It's like up a mountain.
Dude, my body, it hurts.
Yeah.
Like I do it so it doesn't hurt. It just hurts different muscles.
Yeah.
Like the shin bone, if you take your shin bone, that on your left leg, like the left side of that muscle over there, on your left leg, it kills. I think I might have injured it, trying not to injure myself.
Oh, great.
Do you not have that same muscle on the right side?
I do, but I was just trying to tell people which one it was.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Okay, so if you want to give up your phone for a month, you could have a chance to win $10,000 to do it because Ziggy's, you know the yogurt brand?
Yeah, we have a lot of Ziggy's at our house.
Me too. I really like it. It's a Greek yogurt, but they're picking out 10 people to pay $10,000 to put their phone in a lockbox for a month. They will provide you with a prepaid flip phone so you can be accessible. And they'll also give you a 3-month supply of yogurt.
Hello.
Hey, think of something that I could do that's hilarious like this and pay somebody to do it.
Okay.
Because I like to promote like Too Much Access, our video show that we do. I would pay somebody money to do something stupid like this because everybody does it. You watch all the movies of Bill and Ted. We'll pay you five, you know, Ziggy's, lock your phone away. Think about that because I would pay someone, one of our listeners, to do something to promote something. Because that sounds easy. A month with a flip phone, it's easy. $10,000. I just put a burner. I'd put a secret phone somewhere else.
Well, see, you can't cheat.
Well, the rules
are already thinking of how to cheat it.
But the rules of everything are always you can't cheat. So obviously you can.
Okay.
Yeah.
So all you got to do is apply on their website, Ziggy's website. You have now through January 31st to do so. You'll write an essay that's 100 to 500 words on why you need a digital detox.
What the?
And then that'll play a factor, the quality of the essay and whether or not you get picked. But 10 people could get $10,000. That's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. That essay threw me off.
Me too.
Okay. Ranker.com put together a list of the best feel-good country songs of all time.
Ooh, hold on. Feel good country songs. Fast Cars and Freedom. That's a good one from Rascal Flatts. Feel Good. Friends in Low Places.
That's good.
It's a good one.
That's the number one.
It is?
Yeah. I got friends
in low. How many do you have over there?
Five. Top five.
Okay. Friends. Feel Good. Like, what? Ooh, ooh, ooh. How about? I gotta do noise. I feel good.
What is that?
Whoa, whoa, I feel good. I feel good. Oh, oh, oh. Okay, how about? Talladega.
No.
Talladega. Oh. Barefoot Blue Jean Night.
Dang, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's number nine.
Whoa. Whoa. That's good, though. Never gonna grow up. Good. Woes and hoes and those.
Toes.
So I do have all 10 in case you guessed
them. Is Zach Brown Band Toes on there?
I was going to do the top five. Zach Brown Band is on here with a different song at the number two slot.
Chicken Fried.
Boom. That's good. And a little bit. You get half point for that.
Yeah, thank you. Cold beer on Friday night. Mm. Oh, the Thunder Rolls.
No,
that's not feel good, dude.
No, what about if you
want to?
How about God Bless the Broke? No.
What if you want to have a drink any time of the day and you use this?
5 o'clock somewhere?
Yeah. What's number three? Mm-hmm.
What about Cruise? Vlaja.
Ooh.
No.
Okay, what else?
Oh, I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. That's not really country.
Buy me a boat?
Buy me a boat.
Could be buy me a boat, too.
What's four?
Yeah, no, four is Boot, Scoot, and Boogie.
Oh,
that's
not a good one,
dude.
And five is All My Exes Live in Texas. All my exes live in Texas.
All right, thanks.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox. Tell me something good.
Six teenagers in Santa Rosa Beach, Florida, were out doing what teenagers do. Egging cars, egging houses. Bah,
I don't think that's just what teenagers do.
No,
I think some select.
Hey, we did it.
If that's the age that it happens.
Yeah. You did it, but that didn't mean everybody did it. I never egged a house.
Yeah, and Lunchbox,
never.
You were in a gang.
My house
kinda.
Got
He's in a fake gang.
Yeah, I mean, we used to be on the school bus, and we'd be in traffic, and we'd wave at people. They'd wave back, and we'd drop an egg out the window on their car.
That's so rude.
Hilarious on Mopac.
No, it's not hilarious. Kay.
So they got busted. And you're thinking, oh, they're going to prison.
No, I didn't think that for throwing eggs.
think they're going to be charged with a crime, right?
I think there would be something.
Nah. Judge said, hey, you're not criminals. What we're going to do, you're going to do a car wash all day for free. You're going to wash the victim's cars, police cars, and anybody else that stops all day long.
That's pretty good.
It's creative.
He said, you're not criminals, but what was the name of your gang?
LWC, Little White Criminals.
Criminals.
But because you guys were criminals.
We were. Egg and cars, toilet paper and houses, fake fighting. I mean, we were...
Fake fighting. Yeah. Wow. Remember I used to like fake fight and the car would stop and they'd run off?
Yeah, we would have blue bandanas and one person would have a red bandana.
So it was like Bloods and Crips.
What was the point of that, though?
Because you would jump them in the middle of the road and then when a car would get close, you'd scatter and leave that person laying in the street.
All five of the 10-year-old white kids in... bandanas, purple and red, for any game.
I still remember that old lady stopping and telling Jennifer, do you need help? And she's like, no.
You jumped Jennifer, a girl?
Dude, that gets cars to stop faster.
It was fake, though. It was fake.
Yeah. And Jennifer starts limping away, and she's like, it'll just get worse. And that old lady called the cops, man, quick.
So dumb.
Thank you. This is a good story, though. Because the judge was like, hey, kids, you're not criminals. But then there's that. So we'll just get out. Thank you. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me. It could be for a vacation for you. It could be me working. It allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.